Whew! I think that was the last part of it. See? This was much better than sending our parts immediately. Yeah. Besides, you are the only one I have not had the chance to talk with properly. At first, I thought you hated me. But I realized that you are just one quiet guy. Why did I think so? I don't know. We had short talks, mostly about school. I know that at times I'm loud and maybe I'm way too extroverted at times. But now you can see that I can control my volume and focus on the assignment. My grades, they are fine. Not the best, but enough to pass. Do you think I should have the best ones? You think I'm a great student? How come? Oh, as in what it means to be a student. I think I can see what you mean. Social skills are important, and being able to understand the others is key. But social skills shouldn't be measured with a grade after all. Don't you agree? Yeah. I don't think you're bad at it. You are just reserved. It doesn't mean you don't communicate with others. What do I mean? Sometimes it is easy to tell when you are feeling uncomfortable, or when you are actually busy, or when you want to ask for something. Remember yesterday, when the assignment was given? You looked at me with an expression that, I don't know, it was like you saying to me, let's do this. With that, it was easy for me to go talk to you. And then, when I suggested that if you were not comfortable with me, we could send our projects online to each other and see how it goes from there, you, without any words, let me know that you wanted to meet up at your place and work here. And I was right, wasn't I? See? You are not that bad at communicating. You just use another method. I forgot to mention how nice your room is. Yeah, it's comfortable. And that window. Man, it sure helps at this time of the year. I know, right? I hate it. It's not too hot, not too cold. Plus this breeze and view. You got lucky. Wanna chill a bit? We are done after all, and it's Friday. I don't have any plans. I think that you are wondering how someone like me doesn't have any plans. No, it's fine. I know that I give that vibe, that I'm everyone's friend. But that doesn't mean that I'm always with plans, you know? Plus, this was my plan after all. Huh? To spend time with you. I wanted to. Why? Well, because you are a cute guy, and I can tell that you are not boring. Come on, don't be so hard on yourself. Here, let's sit on your bed. Man, this breeze and view. You get to experience this every day? It's so, I don't know. I can't find a word. You get what I'm trying to say. Cool. I think that we connected quite well in no time. Yeah. We just needed to have an excuse to be like this. Are you thinking the same as me? Do you... A bridge? I thought for a second that we were thinking the same. No, no, don't mind me. Why a bridge, though? Nothing. But then... Wait, that's my hand! You just want to hold it? All right. Cool. You like seeing through your window, don't you? The city, the orange sky with a bit of purple on it, the trees. Oh, that's the bridge you meant, right? That one, over there. If I'm not mistaken, that one is an entrance to the city, right? You're not talking about that one? Then you met our hands? That's so cute! See? You are amazing. Cute, smart, deep. You know, maybe I was wondering if we were actually thinking the same. But then you said something else. Although, now, after that cute thing you did, I think that we did think the same. You don't need words to express it. You just wanted to share it through actions. Now, shall we? What do I mean? Hey, why are you still looking through the window? It's nothing. Then why are you still doing it? You know what? I'll kiss you. Yes, kiss you. Because you're the one who took the first step when asking me to come here. And you're the one that even took my hand. We both know that we want to get closer. But so far, you have been the only one doing it. So I'll now do my part at shortening our distance. And I'll kiss you until there will not be any remaining feeling of distance. That was nice. Let's cuddle. No, don't let go of my hand. Look at me. Things escalated a bit quick, don't you think? But the moment was building up for a long time. Every glance, every time I waved, every time I said good morning. We were building the path for this. Slowly but surely. And the moment you took my hand, I was sure that the bridge we were building for so long was finally done. And it's made of concrete, solid. So please, let's keep holding hands, intertwining our fingers. Summer is about to end. We'll move on to another season. A new semester is starting. Back to the beginning, with you being this quiet, and me doing most of the talking. But it feels different. Yeah, we'll see how it all goes. You don't want to let go of my hand. I feel the same. Hey, let's go outside the city this weekend. There's a bridge that'll lead us, right? Let's go walking, holding hands, before the summer is over.